mum's the word. But we're telling everyone. It's BOGO 50% off time at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Just in time for Mother's Day, buy any pair of shoes, get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Treat mom or yourself to the perfect spring styles from must-own brands. And hurry. Unlike a mother's love, this deal won't last forever. So make mom proud and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the very first, very small sample size of it, but gives you some more promise maybe on some other pitchers too that they're developing and could end up giving them some flexibility, not only this year with injury, possible, you know, trade stuff, but beyond this year, you know, knowing where this franchise might be headed. We were looking at it the other day, just how many players are under contract and how much money in a year or two. You know, there's an opportunity clearly for guys like Noah Cameron and others. Plus, the local connection makes it cool. So that was just awesome to see. Drew was even texting us, locked into the game as well. So that added some more intrigue to it, I think, just the fact that you had somebody making their debut.
I didn't, you know, like, I want to talk about the individual himself, because I've told you yesterday, I love MLB debuts. It is still one of the, like, it doesn't, no other sport, I think, does a debut the way Major League Baseball does it. I'm not saying guys don't get it in the NFL. It just feels like, well, it's week one. So it's week one of the NFL. We don't care about everyone's debut. Normal, it's just week one of the NFL. They get lost in the shuffle. Same with the NBA. Baseball feels different because sometimes you make your debut in game one of the Major League season, but a lot of times it's, you know, a Wednesday in Florida and you're in a minor league park and you're Noah Cameron and you get asked to shove. The part of this that stands out, obviously, is that he went six scoreless innings. Does that mean that Noah Cameron is going to be a superstar pitcher for this team? No. Does it mean he stinks? No. Because I can point out the guys who had excellent debuts.
Jonathan Sanchez.
Who became excellent pitchers.
I thought you were just saying, like, guys are on pace for no-hitters and stuff like that.
Yeah, and then I can point out guys who had excellent debuts that it didn't go so hot for afterwards, including guys like Eric Skoglund or Jimmy Gobble. It is not an indicator of your future career success, but he will always get that moment. The Major League debut thing is cool anyway, but in addition to it, he got to step on the mound and take a no-hitter through six innings of a baseball game. And yeah, some of it because his defense bailed him out. Who cares? He got to take a no-hitter into six innings. He's got to celebrate with his family after the game last night, knowing that he helped his team win a baseball game. Getting sent down, and I know that there are going to be people that are like, but wait.
This is always going to happen.
How? This was written in the start. He could have thrown the no-hitter.
Yeah.
He was getting sent down to AAA. I know that that's not fair or the way that it should be sometimes, but that's just the situation. Because Cole Reagans, Michael Lorenzen, Seth Lugo, those guys, they're tied for the third best starting pitching ERA in baseball. The Royals have one of the top ERAs in all of baseball. This is their, like, one of the five or six greatest pitching months they've had in the month of April. So, like, the Royals can pitch. This is, but the sign of a good organization, and then again, we can talk more about just Noah Cameron himself. The sign of a good organization, Gold, you and I follow baseball a long time. The thing I was the most jealous of was the teams who could win even without a payroll, and the teams who, some guys had come up named Lars Nootbaar, you'd never heard of at the time, and you'd be like, who the hell's this guy? And he'd be a huge pain in the ass to the team you'd be up against. You're like, I've never even heard of this guy. The Cardinals just called him up from AAA. He's 27 years old, and I don't even know who he is, and he went 3-for-4. Good organizations have a guy show up when they're needed, even for a day, a week, a month. It doesn't matter. And they are immediate contributors at the big league level. Noah Cameron came up yesterday. He was an immediate contributor.
Yeah,
he mattered immediately.
He did. No, it was awesome. And that was, I think they mentioned a few times during the broadcast, the Royals, with where they were at, they were, you know, looking to stay above 500. Now they're above 500 and all that. This wasn't a year in which you're way below 500 and you're trying to figure out pieces of the future only, and there's some wiggle room. There's pressure to win right now. And so you're making your MLB debut on a team that needs to win right now. I think that's what kind of makes last night more impressive as well. Because, you know, it's much easier, I think, to make your MLB debut if you're on the Rockies right now, or if you're on the White Sox right now,
yeah,
or nobody's expecting you.
What are you trying to save for the team? Yeah.
You're on a team with the Royals right now where if you're making your debut, no, you have to contribute and help them win right away. Now you don't have to put the team on your back, okay? But
the standard of pitching is high.
Yeah, the standard is definitely very, very high. Now, I have to address something right out of the gate here with game last night.
I was
tagged on multiple tweets last night.
That's not surprising.
And apparently you tweeted something, and I went and looked. I was like, we've been through this before.
Because you're like, why am I being tagged?
We've been through this before. I got tweets saying, make sure you yell at Cody about this tomorrow. What the hell was he doing? I'm like, what is going on? And then I go and I look.
Would you like to read the exact phrasing I used? Or
you quote tweeted MLB's Twitter account, which had a highlight that said, this was in the sixth inning, Noah Cameron making his major league debut. He's pitching, all caps, really, really well through six with the eye emoji. This was when, of course, he still had the no hitter going on. Cody quote tweets it.
Yeah.
I don't believe in jinxes. He has six no hit innings. Fast forward 15 minutes later, second batter of the seventh inning.
Third, I think. They
second
or
third?
The guy.
Okay. Third batter hit down the left field line past Michael Garcia's glove. Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Why'd you do that?
Why did you do that? They don't exist. They're not real.
That's messed up.
Some of the responses I got were straight up hateful. One person said, this is why people don't name their kid Cody anymore. One person just said, F you, Cody.
Oh, wow.
One person said, boo, you suck. One person, just said.
Here's the thing with it.
I
think what it is, it's like you don't have to believe in jinxes. But I can't remember who. Somebody last night tweeted you, and I saw the tweet, and I think, I apologize, I don't remember the person's Twitter account, but they were correct on this. You don't have to believe in the jinx, Cody, but you don't mess with the jinx. The same way this person described it, you may not believe in ghosts, but it doesn't mean you want to go stay in a haunted house for 50, you know, over that's been known for haunted houses for 50 years and go stay the night there. Maybe you don't want to do
you
that.
You don't say, come get me, ghost, you're saying?
Yeah, and you're doing
I
that.
See. I'm so tempting
fate
a little
that's
bit.
The issue. So I get it. I'm not a huge jinx guy either, but you don't mess with it because other people believe in it and you put it out there into the world. It wasn't just you like on your own and you're talking to your wife saying, this is a no-hitter. And you put it out there into public domain while it was happening, and sure enough, the next half inning he gives up the hit.
People are upset with you
still today.
I could have sent that in the fourth. Am I responsible in the sixth? I wasn't the only person.
Not as much.
This is why jinxes don't exist. Who are you blaming first?
Baseball's
the first person to send the tweet, Hudler mentioning it on the broadcast, me sending out a tweet. I think it was the braggadocious nature of this. This is a not believable thing.
That's what it was.
I was spitting in the face of the jinx versus
you didn't
just saying he has no hit innings. That was the problem, wasn't
it?
It was the nature.
You did not just say, hey, wow, Noah Cameron's pitching great. He's got a no hitter. Okay, people would have been mad at you, but you just
said,
I don't believe in jinxes. Basically, screw all of you on this. I'm telling you what's going on. That's the issue here, man. That's the issue with this, but people want me to ban you from singing.
Ban me? That has nothing to do with this.
People want consequences.
I sang in Vinny and Homer yesterday. He's still 1-for-7?
Yeah.
What did he go, 1-for-3 last night?
I think so.
1-for-4.
Again, 2 weeks. I'll add it up after 2 weeks. I heard Dusty trying to take credit for Vinny Pasquantino because they were calling our guy out.
Baseball, as you know, Cody, is as superstitious as any sport.
You know what's funny?
Any sport, from the players to the managers to the media to fans. There's no other sport that believes in that more. You know what I mean? Like, in football, you're not watching a game where, you know, Mahomes has 10 straight completions. You're like, oh, don't jinx him. He's going to throw an incompletion on the 11th one.
What's funny is
we just don't do that.
This, like, took me time before I did this. Like, baseball was the primary sport I played growing up. So, like, I played that more than any other sport. And I used to be superstitious. Like, I remember, so there was a time I had to go fill in for a tournament for a team. And they were like, you know how this works. Like, if you go, and anybody who played youth baseball, be like, hey, we need an extra, like, are you available to play in the tournament this weekend? We're short a guy. I was like, yeah, sure, I'll come play. And normally when you go fill in for these teams, they supply you the uniform. Logically, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it would be. I don't play for this team. I don't have the gear. I showed up, and they were supplying the uniform, not the pants. And I was in, like, khakis. But, like, the game's in 35 minutes. So I played an entire game in khakis. And I went, like, 3-for-4. And I was like, well, I'm playing khakis for you tomorrow. Game went great. like a triple and a couple of doubles. I'm like, well, I'm playing khaki. So I was a part of the system. I've decided to break text myself.
So you were a little stitious at one point.
I've tried to break myself of this system. Mm-hmm. I think it was my problem, I guess, should have been maybe I don't need to spit in the face of it. I'll make you a deal. Because here's part of the problem is that this is not the first time I've been in trouble with this.
It happens about once a year, I feel like.
We got to bring up the same stories that get me in trouble. I once texted Brett Saberhagen in the middle of the eighth inning when Danny Duffy was in the middle of a no-hitter. I was like, hey, Brett, for those who don't know, he's the last person, Drew, to throw a no-hitter for the Royals back in the 90s, like 1990, like almost the 80s. So I once sent him a text in the middle of like the seventh or the eighth inning. I don't remember what it was. And I was like, hey, Brett, do you have time? If Danny throws this no-hitter, can I get you in post-game? You're the last guy to throw it. And then he obviously did not throw a no-hitter. So I am guilty of being like, I don't just do it. I risk it all, I think, is the problem.
The strongest pushback I can give you on this comes from a texter, and they're 1,000% correct on this. Let me read this text. 1,000% correct. I'm so glad. 913-586-7965. This text came in from the 816. So, Cody, jinxes don't exist, but if you sing a song, a certain person will come out of their slump. Huh. Interesting.
You know?
Interesting.
I guess we call jinx superstitious, maybe. Jinxing, no?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Only if it works, apparently, you know? Mm-hmm,
you know, maybe that's the case.
I will say, Cody,
You know what? Next time the Royals are in the middle of a no-hitter, I won't say anything. I stand by my stance that I don't believe the jinxes exist, but I will say nothing. Uh-huh. I will keep quiet. I will say nothing. I've still got to count up Vinny stats in a couple of weeks, but I will say nothing.
You said, though, in your text message...
I won't even tweet it. I won't even say, like, he's doing something good. I'll just leave it.
In our group text, you mean?
No, regarding the Danny Duffy no-hitter. You said if he throws the no-hitter, could we get him on? Or could we get this person on? I don't blame you for him not throwing a no-hitter. Because you said if he throws it, if you said when he throws this no-hitter, can we get you? Then you jinx it.
You were texting him way too early in the whole thing. Like, just wait till the game's about to end and then text him. Why were you trying to jump way too early?
You waited for sure.
I was trying to work ahead a little bit. I don't know. I thought somebody else might text Brett Saberhagen because he's the last guy to throw a no-hitter for the Royals. Are we ever, like, this feels like the year. They've got like a 2.89 ERA. It feels like we should get a no-hitter this year.
It would have been really funny if the first Royals no-hitter since, 91, right, would have been from a guy making his MLB debut in a spring training ballpark in Tampa Bay.
It would feel so weird.
You know?
Somebody says, was the Danny Duffy near no-hitter against Tampa, too? Oh, maybe I need to stay away from Tampa?
I don't know.